Hello everyone and welcome back to the series Defeating Anxieties of Youth. You are listening to Architect Karan Arora and this is episode 10 of season 1. Aswach. Aswach means unhygienic. Simply, this states that I am going to talk about the unhygienic practices by our brain. So, is your brain hygienic? I want to question you. Think about why you are running behind those relations and people that no longer serve you. Think about all those extra questionable creatures lying around just because you need somebody to move on or help you get closure. Think about all those people that are just a distraction from your actual pain. Sometimes it's not your choice, and all this happens just because it's a human tendency to always stay in a loving environment and taking care of our heart just like this, without thinking how our calmness, happiness and future is getting compromised due to this short-term help and dependency on people. We can eliminate all those people and live independently just by moving on. After suffering from the worries of now that are a little painful, then we can imagine. But can you give us strength to not suffer a million more? We always become strong when we move out of a situation alone and learn to live and love ourselves truly. Your phone, friends, social interactions, people, gossips are and were never real and true to this imaginary universe. The only truth is family. So now I want you to write down these few questions on a paper and analyze by yourself. Do you care about your family as you care about your boyfriend, girlfriend, friends or new mates? Second, do you prioritize family or them? Third, do you spend time more with family or them? Fourth, do you feel comfortable doing anything with family or them? Just answer these few questions to yourself, and these questions can set a graph for a real imagery of what you are thinking and doing with yourself right now. Is that hygienic or unhygienic for your brain? Understand this now and let this sink in. So, when our brain becomes biased for those who are not a priority in comparison to the ones who should be, our brain becomes unhygienic. And sadly, all of us are under the dark side of this sad truth. Let me tell you why we have to clean it. Our family and home is the safest place to relax and make the greatest and bestest decisions of our life. But what we actually do, we seek partners, friends, supporters, to say those fake words to lead our way to greatness, but always it turns out to be among the worst decisions of our life, as nobody stays forever. Our dependency leads to sadness and believing to not trust and love anyone ever. This is not only true but an after effect of our unhygienic thinking. If we'll try to stay in emotional connect with our family and understand the importance and love our home produce, actually, it will kill lots of our problems acting as germs. Our unhygienic thinking is the root of all the problems, where dependency and fake relations lead our way. Just because we are addicted to some extra support and love that just always carry us forward without any complaint. But we know we can clean ourselves by maintaining a rigid and independent gap from the rest of the world to lead our own way. And there you will be standing with your real people after winning all of those games now. And trust me, this works. So now I'm just not saying that don't make friends, don't rush behind people, don't do things carelessly or carefully or enjoy whatsoever. I'm just not saying that. I'm just saying that please see that if you are behaving in this manner, whatever I have discussed, then your brain is unhygienic. Taking care of yourself is important. Taking some good steps is important. Running behind your friends is important, because if they are with you, then you are with them. They are helping you in many cases and you are helping them. They are your besties. So in this case, in this scenario, you are inviting anxiety or depression for yourself when you care too much, when your brain is not acting for you, your brain is not acting for your family, your brain is not acting for what is pure. Your brain is acting actually for what is an illusion or what is being created by us here on this planet Earth, that is not by default. That is totally ours, that we have created. An illusion totally. These friends, these extra people that we have added in our life just to make our life more beautiful. When we divide our time span with the people, those who are extra, other than what God has gifted us, then we generally multiply our happiness. But in some scenarios, or in most of the scenarios, we actually divide our happiness. We worry more. We take more tension. We think a lot about why they are not happy with us, why they are not going to places with us, why they are choosing the other guy than me, why they are acting so inappropriately. All these worries actually act as the unhygienic thing for our brain. And following this pattern, following this thing, I am just stating that if you love your family truly, and if you run behind yourself, and if you love yourself, then these relations will just stay in their limit, and they will not cross the threshold. So maintain the relations, that's not a problem. Maintain these things, but to a limit, to the threshold that you must not cross or they must not cross. If you will truly love your family as they are loving you, then one day you will understand that these questions that I told you to write in the starting, then you will answer these questions to yourself very carefully, and then you can notice, then you aren't hit by any depression or anxiety, and then you will be living a good life. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You are listening to Architect Karan Arora, and this was Defeating Anxieties of Youth. Thank you for listening. I'll meet you again on Saturday, 9 a.m. Thank you. Take care.